Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, Healthy Girls Save the World, and the Skajaja Fund, among many others. I was out there at the Beach Shack Boil at the Barn of Valhalla last night, emceeing their big event to raise funds for the Skajaja Fund. A really terrific event last night. Always a great organization and a bunch of great organizations all together at Youth Works on Main in Carrboro. Joined now in the studio by Gene Boldick, who hosts the Weekend Water Cooler here on WCHL, to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm always on the edge of my seat about what Kids Q is going to be. It makes me terribly nervous, even though I never show it.
Are you ready for the question?
Not at all.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. We're as ready as we're ever going to be. Here is today's question. If you had an invisible assistant to
help
you...
Which I do, but you probably didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay.
All right. So this will be easy for you. If you had an invisible assistant to help you for a week, what would you have them do?
Well, whatever gets done around my house is actually the job of my invisible assistant. So
it's like the reverse of Ida No from the Family Circus, right?
Exactly right. Yep. That's exactly right. Ida No. I remember Ida No.
Yeah, she was great.
I find that one of my kids, not the other, curiously, had an imaginary friend.
Okay.
And I was kind of sorry to see him go, although it's, I don't know, is it a coincidence that the imaginary friend kind of faded away as soon as the younger brother came in the picture?
Oh,
so
interesting,
so it turned out that the imaginary friend, whose name was Dean, probably not related to Dean Smith, but one doesn't know.
But who knows, yeah.
It seemed that whatever happened that was a negative thing might have been actually Dean's fault. Who broke this...
That's
you
convenient.
Know, who left this out? Well, it was Dean.
I had two imaginary friends. They were mice.
They were mice?
They were mice, yeah. And I don't know why. And I was very much a realist when it came to childhood fantasies. So they didn't fade away. There was a day in which they decided to move and they left the house.
So
yeah, it was
just
a sad day.
That was a decision.
It was a decision that they made. Yeah,
I see.
I didn't make the decision.
They made
it. Yeah, and then they just took off.
How do you sort that out?
I haven't heard from them again.
You invented them, and they decided to move on.
Well, you know, eventually they grow up. They leave the nest.
They could come back.
They could come back. But
you
know, it's fine. I'm sure they're doing great. Yeah, no. If the mice came back now, they wouldn't enjoy the cats. I don't think.
They wouldn't enjoy the cats. Yeah. But the question is, for at least the first day, would the cats enjoy them?
Maybe. I think if the cats, like, the cats have a bunch of old, like, toy mice lying around the house.
Right.
And they're very, one of the cats in particular is very enamored with batting the mice around and trying to rip them apart. And he's already destroyed a couple of them, just completely ripped the stuffing out of them. If he ever actually saw an actual mouse in the flesh,
freak out.
He would have no idea what to do.
It can move.
He would just stop in its tracks. Stare at it and then probably run away, and the mice would just be victorious forever.
You know, my cat will, you know, we live out in the woods, and my cat will periodically show up at the back door. And if you're not attentive when you open the door to let the cat in, and you don't notice that there's something in the cat's mouth, you could be in for a big surprise.
Of course.
So, of course, I am trained.
It's called a present. It's not a surprise.
Well, you know, it could be a surprise to me. You
a
know,
surprising like,
oh, it's your
gift,
birthday.
Yes.
Here's a mouse. Not quite dead. But with her, you know, she'll be there with the mouse in her mouth, perhaps still squirming.
Uh-huh.
And will look up at me like, are you letting me in? I brought him all the way up here.
I brought this for you.
I came up the steps. I walked across the deck. You're welcome. You should let me in now and start making some sauce because, you know, it's a dinner's almost
here you
ready.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, we don't let her in with the mouse.
That's good.
Yeah.
If I had an invisible assistant to help me, I don't really know what I would have. I feel like if you have an invisible assistant, then you should ask them to do something that requires them to be invisible. Otherwise, there's no point in them being invisible. I don't know what I would do with someone who is invisible.
I probably want my invisible assistant to pay the bills, for one thing.
Maybe.
You know, maybe by invisibly going into somebody else's bank account to do it.
See, that would be... commit crimes with your invisible assistant.
Yes, you could commit crimes. You could commit crimes.
I guess I'm a journalist, so I suppose I would look for scoops. I would send the invisible assistant into...
I would be in some of those closed sessions that you and I are always parked outside the door.
The halls of power,
what is going on in there.
Or just, go hang out in, South Building for a little while and just see what people are saying when...
Yeah, or not.
They don't think anyone's
saying
listening.
Nothing. You know,
very possibly.
Yeah, that they're in there having coffee, and then they emerge and say, "Well, after 3 hours of a difficult meeting, here's what we decided."
We had such a long conversation.
We talked about this for 3 seconds before we stepped out to say we don't know yet.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorksOnMaine. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.